This is hopeless. We've been walking for nearly a week and we have no idea where we're going. Oh, I'm sorry. Apparently you know where we're going, and that's why it feels like we're walking in circles. I don't care how trustworthy that sailor was. There's no way he would know about a caravan of blood mages. I don't mean to complain, but there's not much else to do. You've already told me that story. Twice, actually. I'm not saying it's a bad story, but you've already told it. I'm not saying it's a bad story. It's a very good story, but I've already heard it. I'm not saying it's a bad story, quite the opposite. I'm just saying I've heard it already. And that one. Oh, you've said that one already. Yes, yes, you with the snake. Twice. Well, I'm not saying it's not a good story, but I've already heard it. Wait, stop. There's something ahead. About a mile that direction. It feels strange. Not strange, just... It's a town. I can feel all the people from here. We should go back. No, I mean it. Did you not hear me? I said go back. You know, part of me thinks if I say let's go forward, you'll turn right around. Wait for me. I'm not scared of a town. I just don't think it's a good idea for me to be around so many people. They're not all that I can feel. I don't know how to describe the feeling. It's just a feeling. I can't explain it very well. Well, forgive me for not being a woman of poetry. It might be magic, but I don't know what magic feels like. Not like this. Don't say there's only one way to find out. Don't say it. I could turn around. I could turn around and find a cave by dawn. It would be so easy. Stop. Don't walk away. I'm coming. Don't you go mocking me. I have every right to be nervous. Especially if it is actually Blood Mages, because knowing you, I'll never hear the end of it. He said they'd be here? Do you even know who you're looking... Wait. In the corner, that large table. That feeling. It's them. We should leave. What are you doing? Come back here right now!
Mm-mm. Stop right there. State your name, business. And what demands, pray tell, would a vampire and an undeserving like yourself make of us? Do not show me such disrespect, you—
I'm sorry, we meant no disrespect. My companion is just foolish. Please, forgive them. We'll be on our way.
You. What does a vampire want with blood mages? Most of your kind would have turned tail and ran at the first sight of us. Unless you're also too foolish to realize your own peril. I suggest you turn right around. Spare yourself the trouble.
What are you doing?
And who told you that? Do you even know about—
Is there a problem here?
I don't believe so. Just a few strangers who don't know what's good for them.
The best kind, then. You're a hunter, aren't you? Judging by your flashy weaponry.
Can't imagine what you'd think you'd be hunting here. Even with your pet here.
How dare you?
Do not raise your voice at me. You should be so lucky you've met me in a time of unprecedented peace.
Now, let's not get ahead of ourselves. You'll have to forgive my friend. They're a bit on edge. You say you have business with us. What makes you say so?
I like to know that as well.
Well, that sounds like good business to me. Why don't you two join us? We just settled into some rooms upstairs for the night. Come, sit down for a meal.
You can't be serious. We hardly have enough that would be considered a meal for their kind.
I disagree. I would say we have more than enough.
I'm standing right here.
Forgive me.
Either way, we can't help you. Move along.
What they mean is, you'll want to speak with someone more qualified to aid you.
You're not actually bringing these strangers to—
I can, and I am. You know Ira never turns away guests.
That's because she likes showing off.
I'm sorry, who?
The High Priestess of the Blood Mages.
High Priestess? No, this is— we should leave. I knew this was a bad idea. We can go. We don't have to meet her, please.
Nonsense. Come with us. She's right upstairs.
That's easy for you to say. At this point, I feel like hospitality is more threatening than violence.
High Priestess. You have some visitors who would like to speak with you. Feel free to turn them away. We'll send them out presently.
Drop your shoulders. She's not even in here. Fia, how are you doing?
I would be faring better if people would stop touching my maps.
We haven't even been back in the country for a week, and she's already receiving guests.
Ridiculous is what I call it.
But no one was asking you, were they?
You two, please feel free to go back downstairs.
I can't believe it! We were told to keep watch, and instead of sending away strangers, we welcomed them in!
Oh, don't get so uptight. Come on, I'll get you a drink.
Drinking is not going to help!
Thank you. Hello there. My name is Fia. What are your names?
Onwin, and this is...
Wonderful names. It's very nice to meet you. If you wouldn't mind putting down the crossbow?
Oh, let them draw their weapons. It won't do them any good now. Plus, I could use the entertainment.
Back again so soon? I thought you were going to check on the horses.
I felt some odd magic cross our wards and came back to look. And what do we have here? A human hunter? And a vampire who's taken them under her thrall, I'm assuming.
Excuse you, I have done no such thing. If anything, I'm the one here against my will.
You should fix that expression. A scowl has no right to be on such a beautiful face.
I beg your pardon?
Ira, that is enough. Leave the poor thing alone.
Oh, my humblest apologies.
Ira, the High Priestess.
I see you've already been given an introduction. I kind of... Oh?
Don't say that!
I see pleasantries are out of the question then. All right. Fine. Let's sit, shall we? Fia, do we still have that wine?
Yes, but I'm not sure they...
Well, I'm asking for me. I'm sure if our guests were actually thirsty, they could muster up some manners and ask.
I'll go get the wine.
Sit, please. You've clearly come from far. Only traveling by night, I'm assuming. Can't imagine why you'd go through all the trouble. So you say. And what's this important mission of yours? Where did you get this? That's not an answer.
Oh, please, just ask. Don't make them upset. I'm sorry, we don't want any trouble. We can... go.
You seem distracted. What? These? These blades are quite infamous, you know. The weapons of a blood mage. Only the highest ranking have the honor of wearing them on our fingertips. I would offer to remove them for your comfort, but these... don't come off.
Oh, God.
Oh, I wouldn't waste your time. He has no intention of helping you, and he's certainly no match for me. Now, the pendant. Hunter, do you have any idea what you have in your possession? Six generations and it ends up in the pocket of some undeserving. It truly is a shame.
We've only got two bottles left, so I thought I'd just bring one. Is that Leon's?
It was.
How did you...
Before you start, I don't much care for how you got it. That's not going to get you very far with me. We're not nearly as sentimental. All right. Say I was to play along. If you're using it for bargaining, what do you want in return? That is quite a large request.
Ira, we can't.
You want to be a human again?
I... Yes, I do. I was turned against my will, and I've been in hiding ever since. I would like to change that.
You're not the only one, you know. More people are turned than you realize.
I know that. My entire village was turned. Most of us, that is. The rest were...
Oh, a legion.
One of the last, I'd imagine. We destroyed the rest before we went abroad.
Legion?
A vampire monarch would go out and turn as many people as possible, building their numbers who can then go out and turn more. Seems you escaped before the worst of it. Congratulations.
You'll forgive me if I'm not grateful.
Hopefully, you'll be happy to know that all the legions have been dismantled. With the war finally over, we...
Are you that unaware? The war. The war of Endax. The war that's decimated thousands of lives. The war that made you what you are. What, have you been living in a cave?
Several, actually.
Clearly. Well, several caves or not, we won't be turning you back into a human. Can't or won't, Hunter, it hardly makes a difference to me. We haven't the resources as we are, and if we did, we would have been turning every one of you before the war even began. Since that's not the case, you can be on your way. Oh, it can be, and it is. We're done. I'm sure you two can find your way back downstairs, and feel free to take this with you. The next time you want to buy my services, don't go using the treasures of a dead man.
But wait, there has to be...
There isn't. Nothing that I'd be willing to do anyway. I'm going back to check on the horses. I expect you two will be gone by the time I come back, so... Farewell, Onwin, and her certainly not thralled counterpart. Fia, enjoy the wine.
I'm so sorry. She is usually like that, but I know she truly does sympathize.
Don't apologize. I knew you wouldn't help us.
Well, I wouldn't say that. While we were abroad, the war ended and we were tasked with undoing the legions and sending vampires like yourself back to our temples as a place of refuge. Blood mages and vampires used to work together, you know? And we're actually on our way to the Eastern Temple as we speak, here.
Really?
Of course, I know Ira was a bit harsh, but she wouldn't turn you away if you wanted to join us. Both of you.
I have a hard time believing that.
I'm sorry we can't do more to help, but if you'd like to follow us, we can at least bring you somewhere safe. And you'd be in good company.
Oh, don't look at me like that. I know you've said that too. Are you sure it's safe? I remember.
Stories? Mages able to sweep out armies and enslave vampires? We heard those a lot in the last few years. Only about as true as giants roaming the mountains, or as demons crawling out of the ground. All exaggerations.
So you can't control vampires?
Only if you were to drink our blood, or we, yours.
You think so? All right. As long as that high priestess keeps her claws away from me, we'll come with you.